I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like to care about ourselves.
Care for ourselves.
So before you get to it, what did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, what did I do?
E-money.
Oh, yeah. So my best friend... Actually, I say that about all my friends. I'm like, my best friend.
I do that, too. I'm like, my best friend, Danae. My best friend, Jordan. My best friend, Niche. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I only have best friends. So, E-Money, the infamous E-Money.
Oh, what?
Came
in the flesh?
In the flesh. Came to town. He lives in Kansas City, Kansas.
We love him.
He is a ride or die. We have been friends for... What is it? I'm, like, gonna be 33. We met at 20, like, 12 years now.
That's crazy.
12 years.
Does it even feel like 12 years? I'm sure
no,
it doesn't.
But yeah. Also at the same time, it does.
It does and it doesn't.
It does and it doesn't.
Like, I feel young, but I also don't.
But I also feel old as fuck.
But then I, like, wake up, my back's like, bitch, you thought.
Yeah. So he came out. He called me, like, 3 weeks ago and was like, I just, like, miss you. I want to come out. I miss my friends. And I was like, yeah, come out. How about you come out for St. Patrick's Day? Because it's a Friday.
Yeah.
And I'll take Friday off. And he was like, all right, word. So he did. We met up with one of his friends at my brother's bar.
I was going to meet up with you guys.
So
but
good.
After I got a text from you, I was like, maybe not.
Yeah, I was drunk at that point. Yeah. I was like, come out.
Because I worked a full... Yeah, you did. And I was like, she didn't spell come out right.
Yes, I did.
I think there was like an extra... Anyway, it's fine. It's fine.
I'm looking at my text messages now. I literally spelled everything right because I wanted you to come out.
Well, it was like Badgers and stuff, but I was like, you know what?
Well, Badgers because we couldn't get into Irish Rover.
Well, yeah, I don't...
Because Irish Rover, there was a line out the door and I was like, it's not that great.
I normally love that place, but it's on any given holiday. And I'm not just talking about St. Patrick's Day. Hi, it's the Irish Rover, of course. But like Halloween too. It's like...
Oh, yeah. I said, you were like, are you guys still out at 5?
And I was because like, I wasn't including the group message and I took personally.
I thought you were. I was like, yeah.
I told Keith, I was like, I'm not even included. I don't feel like I'm invited at all. And Keith's like, you're being dramatic. And I'm like,
yeah, I think you were. I was like, Badger Pub Smith Broadway A. Come hang. Okay, you're right.
Yeah, I was like...
I was drunk.
Because at that point, you know, when, like, friends are drunk, you're like, I'm not going to meet
like,
up. It's
no.
going to be a shit show, so...
Well, but it wasn't really that bad. And so we, like, hung out. We had the whole weekend together. It was so fun. So that was kind of my self-care.
Okay, I saw you guys the next day, so it was all good. It was all
so it
good.
Worked out. What was your self-care?
So we finally... I would like to say done, but we are still missing, like... But we have two... toilets again in the house.
Oh.
I know that doesn't sound like a big deal, but it
oh,
is.
Oh, no, that's a big deal.
Yeah, so that sucked. We only had one bathroom for, like, the last, like, month.
Oh, God.
Didn't you stay there, and we only... It feels like forever.
Well, you guys have ripped up the upstairs bathroom, so
well,
there was only
there
the
was water
bathroom.
Damage, so unfortunately we had to rip up the upstairs, and we didn't know what to do. I mean, I say we, like, Keith did
yeah,
all this.
I was just
going to
call you
was
out.
Like...
We're construction people.
Hey, I sit there and I cheer him on and I tell him he's doing a great job and I go with him to Home Depot.
I love construction.
I'm what is construction even?
It's my favorite thing.
I do like support in the way that I go to Home Depot and I'm like,
you
I'm
pick
patio.
The colors. Yeah.
Sometimes I pick the colors.
You're the brains behind this.
Keith's the brains and the beauty.
Okay. You're like, I sit there and look pretty while he tiles.
I do tell him, like, because he put in the bathroom and it's, like, half done. I mean, the big part, like, obviously the tub and, like, the tiling isn't done. But just having, like, an additional bathroom was awesome. Oh, yeah. So I'm really, like, Keith's been busting his ass. He's killing it. Yeah.
What a construction man.
Yeah. Never thought we'd find one of those, eh?
Let's get him a hard hat for his birthday.
Oh, my God. His birthday's in 2 days, by the way.
A construction belt. It would be cute.
I have a picture of him. We might have to post it on our, where he's, like, wearing a construction hat. He's, like, holding tools. Oh! I'll find it. It's okay, actually, it's hilarious. I think he one day was like, will you send this to Danae? And I'm like, no, there's no context. This is fucking weird. I'm not just sending.
I would love random pictures with no context. Okay.
I'll start doing it.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you telling me about today?
Okay, so speaking of Keith's birthday, what were we going to do last year?
We were going to go to the Shining what was the Hotel. We were going to go to the Stanley Hotel.
Oh, my God, yeah. What do you think my...
Are you going to tell me
about the Stanley hauntings? Hotel? You bet your ass I am.
Fuck yes.
I knew you were going to be excited.
Oh, my God, I love the Stanley Hotel.
I, like, texted Danae earlier today, and I'm like, so I'm really excited about my story.
We pretty much do that every time. We're like, oh, my God, I'm so excited to tell you about my story.
I'm sorry we pick such great stories.
We're good storytellers, kind of.
But I was like... So, I'm not going to say the name of it because I'm going to try to deep dive into it.
Oh.
But Marcus tried to give me one, and I could not find many sources. And Keith's like, oh, you got to find cited sources. So, I was like, I don't know. So, I'm not going to say
your
what that
mom
was.
Does not count as a source.
Yeah. I mean, unless she's a historian, which none of our moms are. So, okay. So, yes, the Stanley Hotel, which is... famous in Colorado. If you're a Coloradoan and you haven't heard of the Stanley Hotel,
I'm literally dancing right now.
GTFO. Like, bye.
Goodbye.
Go back to South Dakota. We don't want you here anyway.
Just kidding. I mean, it's fine.
If you're my family, you can stay here. But if you're... anyways. Okay. So, The Shining. Like, there's so many different things. Yeah, that's what...
Iconic.
Yeah, absolutely iconic. Okay.
If you love horror, you know.
You know what it's about.
And if you don't, learn yourself.
Yeah,
We're about to learn it, you.
So I do have a lot of sources, but I'm going to put those in the... Because sure, I could go through them, but we're just going to put them in our video description, so don't think like this is all coming from my noggin, because it's not. So this is where Stephen King stayed, and he got inspiration for the novel The Shining. And I'll get into that a little bit later because there's a lot about that.
I'm so excited.
I know. This is one I was like, I was sitting at my desk and I was like, like, got the inspiration. I was yes, this is a good one. I love the Stanley Hotel. Haven't stayed there. Want to.
You need to stay there.
We should look into it for like Halloween because.
We got to book it way out for Halloween.
I know. We should look into it. Anyways, so the big room, I'm just going to, like, start at the beginning. It's 217 is the room. You know what I'm talking about? Like, they have a famous room that's the most haunted. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to tell you that, and then I'll get into it. My favorite movie of all time, and I say this about a lot of movies, because, like, I've said Step Brothers, Jennifer's Body, those still stand. But
it's like
Dumb and Dumber.
Saying all of my friends are my best friends.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. Dumb and Dumber is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Okay.
If you go... Like, I've told Keith this. If you go to, like, my parents' house and, like, all my siblings are there, you could name any line from Dumb and Dumber, especially Killer Boots, man, and we'll all just be like, okay, you're accepted into the family.
Okay.
So that was, like, a big thing is, like, Dumb and Dumber was filmed there, like, when they're staying at the mountain.
Yeah.
A little insulting because it's supposed to take place in Aspen, my dog's name, but, you know, Estes Park.
Close enough. They're like, whatever, it's Colorado.
Yeah, so that's what I, because I'll get into that also. There's a lot to share with this. This won't shock you, but it's in Estes Park, which was Estes, Valley at one point, and it was Native American land.
What a surprise. Yeah,
not welcome to everything in Colorado. So, do F.O. You know, Stanley.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Do you know, like, what tribe occupied that land?
Arapaho and, oh gosh. Navajo, I think. It was one of those. I wrote it down, but it didn't save in my notes, but I actually did because
respect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good job.
But F.O. Stanley built this in the 1900s, and he was the guy who actually invented the Stanley steam engine.
Oh, yeah. He's
Have
like
you heard of
fuck.
Stanley Steamer?
I mean,
tough on dirt, gentle on carpet.
Not quite the same, but you, yeah.
But I think that's kind of where they got the name for that. Well, yeah. But yeah, the steam engine. So he had a lot of money and he had to come to Colorado with his wife, Flora, in 1903. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Flora, that's so freaking yeah, cute.
Super cute. Like,
I'm going to name my daughter that.
Yeah, well, I feel like Flora, you have to be old. I don't know why, but I feel
it'd be so cute as a toddler.
Are you going to give birth to an... That would be really cute. Flora Marshall. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, anyways.
But he was told he needed to get fresh air, and if y'all haven't been to Colorado, don't move here, please.
We've got the best fresh air.
We have houses now. We're fine. Yeah, you can move here.
Because, as soon as you get off the plane at DIA...
You feel it.
You... can like smell. I'm like, oh, I'm home.
Okay. It's not smoggy, and you just like.
And back in those times, the air was full of so much pollution.
So much pollution. Like, even like during, I feel like 2020, like the air was so fresh because like cars weren't on the road. Because
nothing was out there.
But there's just something different about like mountain air. So anyway, so he needed to get fresh air because he had tuberculosis.
The TB.
Yeah, and tuberculosis is pretty like at that point it was pretty
tuberculosis-y.
I don't know if you've all listened to the Carl Tanzler episode, but people didn't do well.
People at were that not point okay.
with tuberculosis unless you're with a crazy scientist. Callback. But a lot of people were coming to Colorado for the fresh air and, you know, due to their tuberculosis. So much like every person who's come to Colorado to stay with their friends for a ski season or, you know, for the fall, weed.
Just kidding.
Him and Flora fell in love with Colorado. How can you not?
It's sunny. It's beautiful.
You get every the bluest season of one skies. Day. Yeah. The snow melts the next day. The
gorgeousest, most amazing mountains.
Hi. Look to the west. There's the mountains. So beautiful.
Yeah.
But they wanted to stay, and they ended up building a house close to where the Stanley currently is located, about a mile-ish.
That one's still standing, away. Right? Because mm-hmm. I think you can still visit it as part of the tour.
Yeah. But yeah, at this point, Estes Park was called Estes Valley. Sorry, I said earlier, but couldn't really remember. But it was Estes Valley, so they didn't really change the name too much.
That's fine.
But the original house, like you said, it's still standing. And he ended up buying this land from an Irishman because we like to steal land.
That's what we do.
Irishman didn't own it. He's just a con artist, and he like had some name like Lord, but he's not important because he stole land from Native American tribes and claimed it as his own, and he made
a chain of stealing land.
You Irish
that
people
all comes back stealing. To Native Americans.
But he stayed in Colorado, and he actually lived for a while. He died of a heart attack at the age of 90. Like dated on the line,
for
but
those
I like to say
times,
that
he's like a million,
and he had tuberculosis. So like, good for him.
He was real hard in the TB.
Well, I had a grandpa that had leukemia for 30, 40 years.
Jesus.
Yeah, and that's not what he died
still
of.
Still just, like, hanging on.
Well, not anymore, but he was, like, but at that point.
30, 40 years?
But
damn.
I think it's really impressive when somebody has such a, like, horrible disease
and they,
you know,
still just live.
Yeah, and he hung on, so. All right. But I like to add that fact.
Do you know what FO stands for?
Yes, but I didn't write it down.
Okay.
So I'll add that to Instagram. All you.
Sure. I was just wondering what.
No, you're fine. I should.
1800s name.
I should have written it down. It was like Frederick. Not at all. But it's something kind of like not super crazy.
Okay.
But you know, he got fresh air, and I think like being around Colorado did help.
Sure.
Because like you're not gonna live
the
that
quality
long.
Of life was better.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
The sunshine helped.
So, the hotel was only open through the summer until, 1983. People, it would close down September 30th, and it would kind of be a little bit all over the map when they would open. Because I'm sure you know Colorado.
But that's, like, the movie.
Yeah.
They're watching it for the winter.
Exactly. But also, like, you don't know.
Also, you don't want to be here for that. Like,
no.
It's not fun.
No, and, you know, roads closed down and everything. So it wasn't totally unreasonable.
Stuck. Yeah.
Yeah. So, until 1983, they would close it down for, like, the winter months. But, like, the Stanley Hotel is one of the most haunted hotels. So why is it so haunted, but there weren't, like, a lot of recorded deaths there? That's right. That's weird, right? Okay. Well,
Indian
what they've said. That's like the story. No. It was built on limestone and quartz. And
magic.
If you know anything about so magic happened, so, and there you go.
Spiritual portal.
Story over. Danae, what are you sharing this?
I'm just kidding.
So limestone quartz, it's helpful for spirits to pass through. And that's kind of why people have a lot of quartz and everything. That's why quartz is very important.
Well, it's like protective.
Yeah, exactly. When you have a haunted house, raise your hand if you have a haunted house. One of us is raising our hands because...
Wait, our house is sometimes haunted.
Mine's actually haunted.
Well, I'll get you some quartz.
Actually, yeah. I have that quartz I put by the TV. I actually
took
lots
of crystals.
I do. I have rose quartz somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I should probably pull that out.
Self-love, you know?
Gotta do what you gotta do. I had a bowl full of quartz, and the bowl is missing, and I wonder if Keith broke it and didn't tell me because I'm sad about it. He said he didn't, but...
Let's go to the crystal store in Littleton.
Okay. I'm down. Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay, tangent.
Limestone, but that's quartz,
limestone portal. Quartz is where it was built on, so you know that's like really good for spirits pass through. And one of the ghosts is believed to be F.O. Stanley, which makes sense because he was super proud of his hotel.
Good for him.
So one story I was listening to this podcast, and I want to give them credit for it, is Paranormalish, and he was interviewing a guy that worked at the Stanley Hotel. So there's a guy that had gone to Afghanistan, and he had an American flag, and the American flag meant a lot to him, but he didn't keep it, and he kept it, and he gave it to, like, the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Through a series of different events, and I don't remember, do you remember the floods of, like, 2013? When, like, Lyons, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
So the flooding happened, and they kind of had to leave the Stanley Hotel.
Oh, okay.
And when they got back, and they took good care of the flag, and it would hang in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And it flooded. The lobby flooded. And that thing, keep in mind, was in a waterproof casing, the mm-hmm. American flag.
Right.
And when they came back to the hotel, they found it, like, on the floor.
Uh-oh.
And it looked like the face of a man.
No.
With, like, a mustache and everything.
A handlebar mustache?
The mustache that F.O. Stanley had. And apparently he was, like, super patriotic.
Oh, but he they were loved, like, America.
Yeah, so they were like, I think that's, like, and it's still stained in the flag. But
oh,
the flag
gross.
was, like, in a waterproof casing,
oh,
and it didn't get
so
wet.
Creepy. Ew.
So they were kind of like, maybe that's his.
He's like, America.
Miracle.
I still love it.
Here's my face. But I thought that was kind of a cool story.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
I've never heard that one. I have to tell you, like, my experiences there after you're done telling the story.
No, you're fine. Please do. So the concert hotel, like the concert hall, I wrote that wrong, is said to have a bummer of a ghost.
Oh,
so they
bummer.
Had kind of like a foreman. He died of a heart attack en route to the hospital.
Aww.
And he kind of like did all the like odd jobs and everything.
Okay.
And he had to enforce the 11 p.m. curfew.
So he was kind of a boring guy. I mean, everyone thought he was boring.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you guys.
It's 11 p.m.
It's 11 p.m.
Imagine going to a hotel.
Get to bed.
Yeah, imagine being at a hotel and they're like pointing at their watch and telling you get to bed.
Oh, no. One time, me and my friend Brittany were in a hotel in Little Las Vegas in New Mexico. And... well, she was trying to ride like a statue horse and we were laughing because we were very drunk, but he did come up and he like had that look on his face, like a stern look, like, you guys,
the disappointed dad,
you can't
look.
Be here. Yeah. And I was like, Brittany, get off the horse. We gotta go.
We have embarrassed ourselves. but apparently if you're in that concert hall at certain points, you can hear him whispering, get out.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
He's mean about it. Okay.
Yeah. Bummer guy. He was a rule man, but people
loved rules.
Felt him grab them, and he likes to flicker the lights. But they say a lot of the ghosts like to flicker the lights. So,
well, it's kind of like part of like the energy, right?
Yeah. But his name was Paul, and yeah. But he like he worked for the hotel and he loved it. So
okay.
It was like, you know. So it's kind of like
just enforcing
he's
the
a
rules
bummer,
he
but
was told
he's
to
just
enforce.
Exactly. He's doing his job.
Yeah.
Paul's a good guy. So there's an area in the concert hall that like leads to the basement. It wasn't exactly clear if it's like a staircase or if it's like a ramp. But Paul used to live there in a room kind of in the basement at this time.
Yikes.
I mean, maybe it was beautiful. Who's to say? Who's to say? But in that same area, and they say it can be kind of active, like, near his room. Not necessarily in his room, but just kind of near his room. And he's just...
Oh, okay.
But his main area is the concert hall.
Okay, because he's like, y'all.
Yeah. Have you stayed at the Stanley?
Yeah.
Okay, can we still go? Like, yeah. Would you be down to still stay 100%. There? Okay. Because I want to go. Okay. So in that same area in the basement, but across the hall is another spiritual resident named Lucy.
Lucy.
And Lucy is like a 12 or 13-year-old girl that was said to be homeless.
Oh.
Because, you know, being a preteen isn't hard at all.
Jesus.
You know. So, obviously.
She's homeless in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah. Okay, and cool. She froze to death outside the hotel.
Jesus.
Because, you know, a hotel can't accommodate a child. So, the story isn't very clear. They don't know her name. So, they just gave her the name Lucy.
They were
Lucy.
Probably closed, though, right? Because they closed down in the winter.
Possibly.
So, no one was even there to
help
her.
But nobody knows too much about her. They just know she's a spirit.
Okay.
And people have said during the tour, she likes to open and close the door.
Mm.
And the guy who did the tour was like, Lucy, close the door. And he's like, sometimes Lucy's like, fuck you. And, like, closes the door and opens it.
Oh, God.
And other times she's like,
no.
Fuck you.
I'll do what I want.
Yeah. She's 12 or 13.
Yeah, don't tell me what
this
to do.
This isn't a phase.
How
Mom,
dare
this
you.
Is who I am.
I will not listen to
But
the
I think
authority.
Lucy is a cute name to give somebody who you don't really, like, know the story too much. But I've, but that people have been able to catch pictures of her, like, orbs and stuff.
Yeah.
Some people have said, but people lie. People have caught pictures and, like,
lie.
No, like, features. So it's kind of, that's why it's unclear, like, kind of her age. But they've said, like, preteen is what they've narrowed it down to.
Okay.
And, apparently the basement is, like, a big hot spot. And I'll get to the other hot spots, because there's said to be a haunted mirror. And I tried to find out more information. There's not too much information. But this came from
is
Mile
that,
Higher, and we need to be best friends with them because they seem
the
really
bar?
Cool. It's in the basement still.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like where Paul's room was and Lucy's room. And the mirrors, are always kind of like have a weird context to them because mirrors are, you know,
portals.
Able to catch spirits and souls portals. And I don't know if you've heard of Bloody Mary. What episode is that?
We
covered
remember,
it on the
we
podcast,
did it.
But
listen.
I do. I like to do callbacks. So people are like, shit, I have to listen to that now. And you can catch visions of ghosts and spirits next to you in the mirror if you take a picture, much like the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland.
That's actually terrifying.
Because you've seen the pictures. Like, you've seen, like, when you're going on the ride and you look in the mirror and there's a ghost, like, sitting next to you.
I've never been
so it's
Disney,
just like,
I don't know that.
Okay, well, we're going to change that. It's, we're not going to be Disney adults, but we're going to be Disney adults for one full day. Because it's fun.
Okay.
Like, if we don't, yeah.
I just want to go to the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
That's my favorite ride. Oh, my God. Okay, so just kidding. Keith, vacation decided we're going to take Danae and Steven to Disneyland and we don't have to be with moody kids. It's fine. We're going to do it. But it's just much more real and scary and like actual ghosts instead of
really,
like animated
that's
ghosts.
That's super creepy.
You'll know the context when we go there. So there's a place that's called either the tunnel or the cave. It just depends on the person.
Okay, I went there.
And it's just, like, basically, like, raw rock.
Raw rock, yeah.
Into the,
Roma,
Roma, ma. I was like, that's all I heard.
Roma,
So, people who worked there used to walk through it. Like, it was to get to different rooms and everything.
Like the service people.
Like, DIA is what they tell us. That's what the underground area is.
That's what they want us to
think. That's
what
they want you to believe. It's not for lizard people. They even did a documentary and they're like, we swear the basement is just where people pass things. I was like, yeah, we're talking about under that
Sounds
passage.
Sounds like you're a liar.
Sounds like you're trying to defend this little munch. I'm like, maybe it's tunnels, but we're talking about underneath those tunnels. So it made me laugh because I was like, oh, okay, DIA again. We get it, lizard people. And they're lying liars, I bet. And there's a ghost cat. It's a gray cat with green eyes.
Cat.
And I need to meet this cat.
Sounds really cute.
I love cats. and I can't own them because two people that are ruining my lives, my mom and Keith, are allergic to cats.
Your dogs would eat them.
I think Ruger would be friends with the cat. Okay.
Do you want to test it? Do you want a dead cat in your hands?
Do you want to hear my story really quickly? You're going to lose your mind. Okay, so Scott and only Scott, because we don't need to mention anyone else,
okay,
got a little kitten that was 5 days old named Sassy, and I called her Zazzlefrass because I'm weird and I have to. Anyway, Zazzlefrass was, like, drinking from a bottle, like, every 2 hours. They had to wake up in the middle of the night and feed her. And by I mean only Scott.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, Scott is they now, were like, "Ooh, Aspen should meet this kitten." And I was like, "No, she shouldn't." So Scott brought this kitten over to the apartment. It was like, "I really want Sassy to meet Aspen." I was like, "I don't know how this is gonna..."
Seems like a bad idea.
Aspen loves cats, and she just like, every time she's met a cat, she like gets on the ground, she like rolls around so the cat knows she's like, it's so sad.
Oh,
I'm like,
that's really cute.
Aspen really wants to like have a cat friend. She had a cat friend named Juno, and Juno was not a fan of her, and Juno was a black cat, so it was like my dream come true, but Juno was not into it. Anyway, Sassy is 5 days old, and Spen, I'm holding Spen's collar, like white knuckling it because I'm like scared she's gonna like eat this cat.
Yeah.
And she smells her, and then she gingerly tries to take her, like, I'm her mama now. Like, it was the sweetest thing because it was like Aspen being like sweet. She was like, I guess I'll be her mom. So I was like, oh my God. I think if we brought a kitten in, Ruger would be fine, but I'll never know. Allergies. So fake.
So fake.
I say as I have the allergies to everything. Anyways, but I thought that was kind of a cool story, like a gray and like green-eyed cat, and like some people can see the eyes at night.
Yeah.
But that's a cool story.
Okay.
And okay. So have you seen Dumb and Dumber? I mean, you've been to the Stanley, but
I've been to the Stanley. I have not seen Dumb and Dumber.
The Grand Staircase.
Since I was like four. Yeah.
Okay, my only context is because that's the only movie I've seen. And he's, like, chasing her up the stairs. He's, like, first one top wins, and he, like, pulls her down.
Oh.
But the Grand Staircase is, like, where there's just, like, a little bit of ghostly activity on the stairs because they're, like, huge.
I caught orbs there.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people have said. Like, they catch orbs, and, like, there's just, like, a little bit of paranormal stuff. And there's a woman that wears, like, old clothing, and she's...
Keith just sneezed and scared the dog so hard.
I thought he spit. Did you see my face of absolute disgust?
Jonesy was? She was like,
oh my.
She's like, wait, what was that? I was napping. She doesn't trust you now.
Yeah, you have to earn your trust back. Good luck.
Okay.
But anyway, there's a lady that wears like old clothing.
Is she in all white?
No. I kept my eye out for that, don't you worry. But they are not sure she's wearing a hat or, like, an updo. So, she's very, like, blurry, I guess. And, like, they can't really see features of her. So, we're going to get to room 217.
Ooh.
A.K.A. the Stephen King room. That's what they call it.
That's where he stayed, right?
Yeah, that's, like, the big, like, haunted room and everything.
Jonesy wants to sit on your lap.
Jonesy,
give Kim some kisses.
1911 was when weird stuff started happening, and if you remember, the hotel started in, like, 1903.
Okay.
And maybe you don't remember, but, so 8 years. And, there's power outage because they were electric. Like, they were ahead of the game, and that's when people still had, like, candles and stuff, but they did have a backup if, like, you know, the power went out and everything. So the power went out, as it will, and obviously the gas started kicking on, and they had the chambermaids go around to the rooms and, like, light candles, so people came back to rooms, and I don't know if you know anything, but when you mix gas and fire...
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I know this part.
There was an explosion.
Science.
And her name was Elizabeth Wilson, and she was, like, the head chambermaid. It exploded, and she flew, and it destroyed 10% of the hotel, and she flew into,
Did she, like, go through a floor?
Yeah, she went very far away, but she broke, and, you know, it's not exactly clear. A lot of people have said she broke her collarbone, people are like, she broke both legs, but either way,
she broke
like, she broke, like, most of the bones in her body, which She survived, though. Like, that Yikes. Alone in itself is incredible that she survived.
Yeah, good for her. What a badass.
But after a long break, and, you know, she actually was in a coma when she went to the hospital because she was in pain. So they went to the hospital, and she actually didn't return for 18 months.
1911 comas, you know. Mm-hmm.
Because she was, like, broken. She had to, like, recover. And
she was broken. Her whole body
was just broke. Yeah, everything. But F.O. Stanley paid for it all.
Good for him. So, that, like, is a business owner.
Hey, business owners, do it right. Yeah. Because she just was doing her job, so he paid for her. And she came back 18 months later, and they were like, oh, are you just going to stay as a guest? She's like, nah, bitch, I want my job back.
She's like,
and she ended up working for 40 more years. And
Jesus, how old was she?
She was in her 90s when she retired.
Was she retired? You mean when she died?
Well, yeah, she died.
Retired. But, I mean,
she
worked. Died.
She, but she never retired.
Yeah, because
so she worked until her 90s. Yeah, she
retired, died.
But it was believed that she's never truly left.
She loves her job.
And, I mean, if you stay there for 40 years, you gotta love it, kind of, and I guess.
You got broken there, so.
And she'll tidy stuff up. Like, aww. People will find their, like, suitcase. All their stuff is, like, put in a drawer nicely. I remember that.
Or, like, her bed. She makes beds
with people in them still.
They're like, what is happening?
They're like, yeah. And you're like, it's kind of creepy. And I'm like, actually, it's kind of cute.
It seems kind of nice. She's, like, tucking in.
But, like, why can't that be the ghost at our house? Like, I need that.
I wouldn't want it to touch me.
But if they're folding laundry, well, by all means.
Yeah, tidy up, please. Thank you.
But, yeah, she folds people's laundry, makes the bed with people in them. It's said that if people who aren't married sleep in the bed, she will get in the bed with you and sleep between you because, like, Jesus ain't down with that.
Yeah, Jesus hates that.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Hey, does Keith, want to try it out?
Try out.
He nodded his head yes because he likes to pretend like he can't speak. He can. But yeah, 1974 was the time when Stephen King and Tabitha King. Ugh, Tabitha, I hate that name.
Okay. Also, did you know that Stephen King did like a whole bunch of coke?
And I get into books, it. Like, it wasn't coke. It coke. Was acid. Oh. He also had to do like pen names. Fun fact: he had to do pen names because he was busting books out like nobody's coke. Business. Yeah, and like people were like, we're gonna think sleeping. It's fake. It's like gonna be Danielle Steele's shit. I ruined the illusion. There's no one named Danielle Steele. It is a lot of people write their books under Danielle Steele, like romance novels. Oh. It's not
those books are never good.
And people are gonna be like, you're wrong. And it's fun fact. Anyways. Okay. So they were actually the last guests to stay. Like they were at the end of the season, and him and Tabitha Gross name. Were the last people there.
Oh my god. So it's creepy.
So it was.
So then he imagines.
And also closing down she's for the successful on her own.
Who's
and
Tabitha?
That's his wife.
No, but like, what does she do?
She is.
Do we know her? Is she famous?
She's done a lot of awards, but what's upsetting, and I feel really bad. I didn't look into this, but they're like, Stephen King's wife does this. And it's like, her fucking. She is her own person.
Her name is she Tabitha. She just
happens to be married to Stephen King. Anyways.
Okay, whatever. I'll look her up later.
So him and her were passing through Colorado, and they got really bad roads. He was going to be a professor at CU in English. How cool would that be to tell people your English teacher was Stephen King at CU Boulder?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they moved from Maine, so they were living in Colorado, which I didn't know.
But this is like before he's famous, right? In the 70s?
You know what? Some said he was, and some said he wasn't.
But he's not the iconic name that
he's not iconic like he is. I think he wrote a few good books, and people, like, knew who he was.
Okay.
Fun fact, if you're watching It 2, and I said this to both you and Keith when I saw It 2 twice in theaters, but when he goes and sees his bike in the window, like, the main kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
that's him. Shop owner is Stephen King.
Well, yeah, and I like to tell. He has a very distinct face.
Yeah, he does. But I just remember I turned to Keith. I'm like, this is Stephen King.
He's not really.
And
Keith's like, what?
And I'm like, he wrote the book, It. And Keith was like, okay. And then I said that to you, too.
Like, you can tell, like, when he's on the back of the cover where it has, like, the author bio.
Yeah, he has a very, like.
It's a different face.
Yeah, it's very different and, like, very unique. So anyway, so him and Tabitha were staying in that, and because he was also battling addiction, like he was
coke,
he was a drinker. It was actually alcohol. Yeah, he did like a lot of other drugs. But he apparently tried to go get whiskey at the bar, and they were like closing down the bar, and the guy's like, I already did my taxes and stuff. So he sat with the guy, and the guy just kind of told him about the haunted hotel, and like, you know, they shot the shit over a bottle of whiskey.
Well, it's kind of like in the movie.
Yeah, and he was also dealing with writer's block. So I think a lot of this movie came from like his own experience. Obviously, he didn't hack up his wife and son, but he did have a wife and son.
Marry Shelley Duvall.
Yeah. He didn't?
Here's Johnny. I love Shelley Duvall, by the way.
I do too. I think she's a really good actress. In that movie, she did a good job, but also Stanley Kubrick was an asshole, so that he stressed her out.
Yeah, what a dick.
So they shared, and then in 2017, it's been said that, besides the whole, like, you know, they were married, so she couldn't sleep between them. But men don't get very sound sleep and women do. So I think, like, also Elizabeth Wilson's like,
I'm going to let... She's slapping the shit out of men.
Yeah,
while
she's
sleep.
Like, me Ghost too. Slaps. Yeah.
She's like, fuck.
The original Me Too movement. Yeah,
she's
was
pouring
with her.
Soup on their head, some ghost soup. And so, the women are just like, oh my God, that's the best thing in my life.
What's going on?
I wish I lived here.
So he goes to bed after the whiskey, and he has a nightmare.
A fever dream, if you will.
Because he has a three-year-old child. And the three-year-old child was with the nanny. So he wasn't... Okay. So they were, like, on their own. So sure. I was like, I like to add in. And also, his son, his name... He goes by a pen name of Joe Hill. And yes. People have said that he is almost more talented than his dad. And yes. I'm like, calm down. But I think that is so cool.
I haven't read one of his books, so I
But
don't
if
know.
You think about it, his name would be Joe King. So, yeah. Obviously, Joking. Yeah. But he had a dream that there was, like, a fire hose that was chasing his son down the hall.
Okay.
And, like, was choking him. And he, like, saw his three-year-old son getting choked in his dream. Woke up. Oh, my gosh. That was horrible. Went out for a cigarette. Came up with the idea of The Shining.
God, this fucking
And this
70s,
was definitely
right?
during his acid days. He was addicted to acid. And he was just, like... hallucinating and
he
stuff.
He was like on different realms.
Yeah, he was like doing
he
his
was
own
like
thing.
Astral projecting probably.
But like his some of the best work came out of that. Like,
you know, artists so got artists.
Yeah, you're gonna do your thing. So I like to add this fun fact in because a lot of people are like, yeah, this was filmed or like
oh
the
my
movie
God.
Was filmed at the hotel. It was not
Canada.
It was filmed No, in England.
Oh, what?
The interior shots were in England and all the...
But
the outer of it was shot in Oregon. Like, the exterior of the hotel was
the
in
trees
Oregon.
And shit, right? Wasn't
exactly,
it Oregon?
Exactly. Was in Oregon.
We don't have trees like that.
No.
They're not that, like, dense.
And people are like, it was filmed at the Stanley Hotel. And I'm like, it wasn't filmed. It was based on it. But the Overlook Hotel, which is what it's called in the book, is... filmed the exterior is filmed at the Timberline Lodge Mount Hood in the Hood River area of northern Oregon.
Okay.
And the interior were just sound stages in England because you can kind of do anything with interior.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I like to clear that up because a lot of people are like, what?
And they told us that on the tour there. Like, it was, like, not actually filmed here. It was just...
a lot of people, it's a misconception. It's like, you didn't research it very well if you think it was filmed there. Sorry, people, yeah, that
sorry
I listened
you're dumb.
To. Anyways, so they say floor 4 is the most active in the hallway. Like, you can hear children laughing.
Oh, because that's the...
Yeah.
The maid's quarters and where the children were, like, where the nanny kids were.
Exactly. And they just, like, a lot of people complained that they were, like, I couldn't sleep very soundly because there were kids laughing and having fun. And
like,
were,
throwing
like,
balls
there
and
were,
shit.
Yeah. Like, it was really loud.
Yeah.
So, in room... 428, people hear furniture being moved around, and there's also reports of a cowboy at the foot of the bed.
No.
And he's a friendly spirit. But sometimes
people... But he's just watching in your sleep?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
But some people see only his hat.
Sorry,
like, he set
Mr.
his
cowboy.
Hat down. Yeah.
No.
But yeah, people have, like, checked out at, like, 5 in the morning, like, I couldn't sleep because of the children.
They're like, P.S., we don't have children here.
But yeah, there's just, like, a lot of different paranormal experiences, and one... I watched a documentary about the like things from Dumb and Dumber, and actually Jim Carrey ended up staying there.
He would.
And he stayed there for 3 hours until he panically, he didn't even like pack up all his shit. He packed up all his stuff and said, I'm out of here. And people were like, why? Because I guess he was staying in room 217.
Shut the fuck
But
up.
He didn't even pack all his stuff. He's like, we're out. Because that was like the presidential suite and everything.
Okay.
And he, like, left in the middle of the night because he said too much, like, paranormal shit was going on. But, yeah, that's, like, the documented cases of hauntings at the Stanley Hotel.
Oh, my God, I do
like
it.
To share this really cute story. So, I've always wanted to stay there. And, like, obviously, if we do, we're going to take pictures and, like,
document it. I feel like we really shouldn't go during Halloween, though, because everyone's going to be there during Halloween.
That's my birthday, though.
I know, but, like, we should go
but it's my birthday.
Where there's not going to be a million people. Because they always have, like, a huge party for Halloween. But I feel like we could do more exploring. I mean, you're not wrong,
but maybe if we, do, like, plan it way ahead of time.
If there weren't a million fucking people around.
It's fair. Because, like, spirits don't want to be around people.
Right.
But, like, a few years ago, did you hear the story of the bear who snuck into the Stanley Hotel and was, like, doing gymnastics on...
He was doing cocaine.
It was a baby bear. Oh. That stuck into the hotel and was, like, doing flips and stuff on the furniture in the lobby. Is that not the cutest thing you've ever heard of?
I love a baby bear.
Yeah, this little bear was just doing gymnastics and then was like, bye! And, like, peaced out. It was the cutest story ever.
That's precious. Okay, so let me tell you about my stories. Yeah,
now we want to hear your story.
So, you know how you said the upper, like, fourth floor was, like, the maid's chambers and whatever?
Yeah, is that where you stayed?
No. You can't, like, stay up there, but there was, like, a tour, and the guy was saying that apparently there was, like, a, like, head butler or something that was kind of, like, in charge of the maids,
mm-hmm.
and he was kind of, like, a creep. Like, he would, like, pinch the maids' asses and shit.
What?
So, like, if you stood in this certain closet in the, like, maids' chamber, certain people had experiences of him giving their butts a little pinch.
Oh, I'd be so fucking pissed.
I know. But so...
Did that happen to you?
Well,
you have the most pinchable ass ever.
No, so the guide was like, does anyone want to go in the closet? And I was like, me! I like rose my hand. Like, I'm not usually a volunteer, but I was like, I want to get groped by a fucking ghost. So I like went into the room. He shut the door. And he's like, we'll see. And we all just like waited. And I was like, pinch me. Pinch me. Pinch me, you bitch.
Pinch me, bitch.
Yeah. He did not pinch me, so I was disappointed. But when we were
He just saw and he's like, I can't pinch that perfection.
He's like,
too perfect.
It's too good. It's too good. It's
too juicy.
Yeah, so I was really sad that he didn't pinch my butt. But when we were also in the concert area, there's like
maybe
a big...
quick sidestep. Maybe he didn't want like permission.
Right, exactly.
He, like, wanted it, so I bet he wanted it.
He likes more of a reaction, probably, you know?
Yeah.
And I was too willing.
So, like, creeps creep.
Exactly.
Because they want just the negative reaction.
Yeah. It turns them on.
I had a stalker. That's what he did. He wanted negative reactions.
That's what they like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was too eager, I guess. So.
Be less eager.
God. Pinch my ass. Pinch my ass. I'm, like, sticking
pinch
it out.
Pinch it.
I'm, like, twerking.
He's like, no, she wants it too
bad. She wants it too bad. Like, she needs to not want this.
I do not want consent in this.
Yeah. I fucking hate consent. So, when we were in, like, the downstairs, like, ballroom area, there's, like, a big grand piano.
Yeah.
And they said that Flora was a really good pianist.
I didn't hear that. And she... That's awesome.
It was just part of the tour.
Yeah.
And he was like, so she can sometimes be heard playing the piano.
So she's a ghost too?
Yeah.
There was a lot of different stories and it was really hard to keep up with it. So I just tried to highlight the big ones.
But sometimes those tours are fun because like you get like fun facts that like aren't just like on the internet.
Well, how fun was it the tour we did a year ago?
Yeah.
Like you and me tried to find the Stanley, but they only had like the lodges outside of it, which is kind of misleading. But we wanted to stay there, and I was like, you know what? In honor of Keith's birthday this year, I'm going to do the Stanley Hotel.
Hell yes.
We also didn't have a podcast a year ago, so. Yeah.
But, yeah, that was, like, my only kind of experience. And then, actually, one more thing. When we were in the hotel room,
mm-hmm.
on the TVs, they play The Shining on a loop.
Do they?
Yeah.
I
And we were kind of freaked out, so I was like, just keep it on.
Like,
just keep it on.
Yeah.
If it's too quiet, I don't want to know. Like, I don't want to hear things.
The thing is, because I'm sure so many people are like, we should go there and watch The Shining, and I'm sure at this point they're like, okay, shit, we'll play it.
No, they literally just play on a loop.
That's amazing. I love that.
It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
So, and it was like a Groupon.
I didn't see, and I haven't seen it fully through, all admittedly, but I haven't seen The Shining fully through, but I didn't see it until like a year ago. It was because
iconic.
Eric was like, we need to watch it. Because I had the Stanley. No, there's no excuse. I own it twice.
What?
And I never saw it until recently.
Dude, The Shining is amazing.
It's, yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
is everything.
And Shelley Duvall, like, can I just say, one, I love her just, like, as an actress, but also she used to do these, like, cute little bedtime stories in the 90s.
I was about to say, have you seen Shelley Duvall's bedtime stories?
Those are my favorite.
How do you remember? I love that. Those aren't like the Ruby.
No.
Which one do you, are you
Do you remember about? The one where there was like an alligator and he was like eating all the things in their house? It was like really
vaguely,
cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite was the girl who's copying the other girl because I thought that was really funny.
That sounds
They'd go home for lunch and then she'd like come back and like copy the girl.
Oh my God. Fucking Shelley Duvall. What an icon. I hope that guy.
I hope you can hear that.
That was the cutest dog yawn I've ever heard.
It was really cute, and Jonesy's like licking the mic.
Jonesy's like, I love being a podcaster.
But we need to talk about the Stanley Hotel, and you know, unfortunately, like I haven't been yet, but I think that'd be fun to like do an episode there.
I literally, well, this is probably like maybe like 13 years ago at this point, but it was like a Groupon where it was like stay for a night and get the whole tour.
It was a Groupon. That's like hard to get now.
Yeah.
But I think you're like okay to admit you're weird now and like.
We should definitely like opt for the tour. The ghost tour was so fun.
Oh, 100%.
100%. And then we have to like explore afterwards because that's my favorite thing is like kind of like get a little wine drunk and then explore the hallways and be like.
Well, like right now?
Yeah.
My cousin Chelsea, she actually, when she came to Colorado, she worked at the Stanley.
She worked there?
She did. And I didn't get the opportunity to ask her, but,
we'll need to pick her brain.
Yeah. So.
Oh my God. I love this story.
Awesome.
Thank you for telling me this.
I was just really excited.
Made my week.
I know. I knew you were going to be excited. That's why I like texted you this morning. Well, I'm sorry you had a shitty week.
It's fine.
But it'll get better.
It'll be fine.
But, follow us on Instagram. We haven't recorded in a while. I'm like, what do we do?
What do we
do literally now? Haven't recorded for like a month. So I'm glad we're like kind of
we're like ahead of the game.
Yeah. But we one time had to record when Kim was like unbelievably sick. And we're like, we're not going to do that again.
Yeah, like Kimfluenza.
When I had Kimfluenza. But yeah, follow us on Instagram. We're Mysterious Mavens Pod. And just, you know, on Instagram. Or...
And then if you want to, like, hit us up and tell us your spooky stories, like if you had a ghost experience at the Stanley.
Oh, we'd love to hear
that. We would love to hear about it. We're mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We also have a website, too. So go check out the website. We need to update it. I'm sure we, like, both are like, it's there. It's fuck it.
It's fine.
But yeah, just if you have any stories, we'd love to hear it. Or if you want to say hi or... If you have any comments, just like let us know. But
you want to like tell us that we're like the greatest podcast you've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, we know, but we want to hear it from other people.
Yeah.
We don't want to like be too full of ourselves. But all right,
until next time, take care of yourselves.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, look how cute this picture is.
What picture? Oh, that's really cute.